Welcome to the Virgin Diabetic Podcast. My name is Denise Panzers, diabetes and holistic lifestyle coach. Type 2 diabetes is a disease that plagues over 115 million in the U.S. and hundreds of millions worldwide. I was one of those unlucky people to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and prescribed medication with 4 daily insulin shots. I was devastated. I realized, contrary to what everyone told me, I could reverse my diabetes. And my happy day was when I eliminated all medication and insulin and regained my health. Join me on this journey to learn and gain insight on reversing the effects of your diabetes. Well, welcome to today's episode. Keep taking those statins if you want type 2 diabetes or for it to get worse. Did this title really kind of perk up your ears a little bit? I really hope so. You know, just to be clear, in case everyone is not familiar with what a statin is, it's medication to lower your cholesterol. And this medication works by blocking a substance in your system that it actually needs to make the cholesterol. Now, the medications that can block it are going to be things you've probably heard about, like atorvastatin, which is a Lipitor, lovastatin, rosuvastatin, which is a Crestor, simvastatin, which is Zocor, and there's a few others out there as well. Sometimes they're actually combined with another heart medication. You know, I kind of feel like we've all become so afraid to really understand what cholesterol truly is. And to be honest, I'm pretty sure most people don't even know that our body really needs cholesterol. Well, it needs a certain amount of cholesterol. And what we've all been talking about through the years with chronic disease are levels that are just way too high. And we know that's not going to be healthy for us. So what I want to do is educate you a little bit today on cholesterol, because it is tied in with diabetes and so many other things, actually, quite honestly. So what is cholesterol? So let's first talk a little bit about that. Now, technically, it is a fat-like, waxy material that helps your body make cell membranes, hormones, vitamin D, and it actually can protect your cells from cancer and other diseases. Now, it's important that you know there is good that can come from cholesterol. Now, your cholesterol can affect other areas in your health, like thyroid and adrenal function. And you get cholesterol in basically two ways. One, roughly 20% or so will come from what you choose to eat. Now, can that 20% be impactful? Well, absolutely, it can be. And the other 60 to 80% would come from your liver and other organs. So today we're going to keep it on a really just high level basis, so you get an idea of what can happen with statins, cholesterol, and diabetes. Now, you should be used to seeing your cholesterol laboratory information, right? Your total cholesterol, your LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. Those should all be on your regular lab results. Hopefully, you might be checking more than once a year, and I'm hoping that your lipids are going to be in good order. But for most diabetics, many times it's not. So your total cholesterol, that is actually going to include your LDL, HDL, and your triglycerides. Now, I'm going to kind of bring up a few of the ranges, and they're basically going to be things that are in healthy range. And when we talk about laboratory results, they can be slightly different based on the lab where you actually had your testing done. Now, 150 to 200 could actually be considered an optimal range for your total cholesterol. But you might have a lab report that says, 130 to 200 is where they want to see your cholesterol levels. And you know, let me share a little something with you. When I was diagnosed with type 2, my cholesterol was almost 800. You got it, 800. Now, if you read my book, you know what all my other lab results were, and those were all off the charts. So it is actually quite common for us not to have good cholesterol. Remember, this is a metabolic problem. Now, let's start with your LDL cholesterol. That is your low-density lipoprotein. And the job that it's supposed to do is to move cholesterol and other fatty acids from your liver to peripheral tissues. And these then get metabolized by your cells. Now, LDL is normally known as your bad cholesterol. And the reason for that is because it can increase your risk for atherosclerosis. Now, we need to actually have this function of having cholesterol in order to be able to remain healthy. But we do need that LDL cholesterol to be in an optimal level. So for your LDL, if you're below 120, that is a really good start. So let's talk a little bit about that HDL. A lot of times we call it the happy cholesterol. It's a good way to remember that that is considered our good cholesterol. Now, this is considered a high-density lipoprotein, and your HDL actually transports your cholesterol from those peripheral tissues and vessel walls back to the liver for processing, and it gets metabolized into bile salts. There's a whole big process going around here. So as I mentioned, HDL, good cholesterol, and the reason we say that is because it's thought that it's going to protect you against atherosclerosis. And then we have that other number out there that people always don't seem to get quite right, and that is the triglycerides. And these are mostly fatty acid particles, and they actually come from your liver, a small amount, I should say, comes from the liver, but a huge portion is really driven by food. So you really want to pay attention to the quality of your fat intake. And not only the quality for your carb intake, but the quantity. So triglycerides are kind of like think of it like your gas tank. When you start putting too much gas in there and they overflow, well, that's how we get to have high, unhealthy triglycerides. Now, your statin drugs, the Zocor, Crestor, Lipitor, those kind of drugs, right? Those are going to help to lower the LDL cholesterol in your triglycerides. And they can help raise your HDL. So LDL and triglycerides, we're usually looking at lowering those for most people because they're too high. And then at the same time, your HDL can actually be too low, and we want to see that number at a higher number. So statins that can do all of this for your lipids, boy, it kind of sounds like a miracle, doesn't it? Well, let's see if you feel the same way at the end of our chat today. Now, I can't even begin to count the number of people that I speak with that have terrible side effects from statins. Things like muscle pain, tiredness, or even weakness in your muscles, that it can cause digestive issues, weight gain. Now, really, who wants that, especially if you're already fighting diabetes? And then here's a biggie. Cognitive issues, mental clarity, mental issues. You may be told that you can have the start of Alzheimer's or dementia. And so many people are taking statins, we should be looking at this in a causative nature. Now, for some who come off of statins over time, may find that their cognitive problems actually started to go away. So keep that in the back of your mind. Now, did you know that statins can actually increase your glucose by as much as 12%? But what does 12% mean to any of us? So let me give you a couple of little examples. So if your A1C is at 7%, that means your average glucose is about 154. Now, if we say what's non-diabetic, that would be at the highest point at 5.6%, an average of 114. So 7% is 154, and 12% higher would be pushing you to around 172 for your glucose. And that would basically equate to an A1C of 7.6%. Now, what if your A1C is 8%? That means your average glucose is about 183. 12% could push you up to a 204 glucose number on average, and that would equate to an A1C of 8.7%. Now, I think you all know by now, I don't have to tell you this, But your physician's going to look at the lesser of the two evils. So do we worry about your glucose levels being pushed up? Do we worry about your cholesterol being too high because we're afraid of heart disease? And if you're like many diabetics, you're going to get stuck with that statin. And your physician's going to probably think, well, we're giving you a diabetes medication, so that's going to help anyway. Boy, no wonder why our systems can get kind of screwy when you start throwing all this stuff at trying to fix our health. Well, that's a whole nother episode for another day if you want to hear me go on about that. Well, now this is not the end of the story, and I might even shock you just a little bit. You know, well over a decade, probably closer to 12 years ago, you know, I was in the same position that many of you are in right now. I was on diabetes medication, 4 insulin shots a day, of course, the statin and several other things. All of a sudden, and it didn't even take that long, my cholesterol dropped all the way down to around the 40 range. Now, that was because of a combination of medication, and then I was making drastic lifestyle changes because I thought, I don't want to be on medication and insulin. So I worked at improving my overall lifestyles. So I mentioned this to my doctor, and I shared that I was really worried that taking the statin was pushing my LDL cholesterol way too low. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we do have to have cholesterol in our system. Now, on top of that, that my LDL was way too low, you know, my other parts of my lipids were becoming in range. The HDL was getting a little better. The triglycerides were getting better. But here's an important piece. They were not in balance. And that is important. I don't want you to forget that. Just because you're in range doesn't mean everything's in balance. We have to be able to look at the proper lab testing to ensure that our health is going in the right direction. Numbers are meaningless if we don't understand what they are trying to tell us. So back at that time, I openly made a statement. I've said this in many of my seminars and different meetings and forums. I really felt back then that it would take another 10 to 20 years before we would start seeing research about statins lowering our cholesterol way too much. And that I really believe that this could cause health issues. Because we no longer have a balanced metabolism. We're taking medications to change everything. You know, this is a huge reason why lifestyle changes are so important. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back, although, you know, I'm sure I get to do that every once in a while and it's fun, but it's kind of sad. You know, I really wish this didn't come true, but I was seeing things happening between patients and medical communities, and things were not making sense back then, and they make even less sense now. Well, in the last several years, research has now finally begun to be published that if you have cholesterol levels that are too low, it can increase your diabetes progression. So we're told we need statins to lower cholesterol for heart disease, but now it pushes us to diabetes and can increase our glucose. Again, that's an imbalance. Now, based on my experience, you're going to lose the battle with your doctor and you will be kept on statins. Well, unless you make some changes, right? Now, back in 2018, there were some statistics that came out, and over 35 million Americans at that time were prescribed statins. I'm sure that's even more now. And there are some other drugs that many diabetics are prescribed that will also increase your chances of either getting or worsening diabetes. So now that's kind of a stacked effect. We keep stacking on medications that are making things worse for us. Now, I do want to take a moment and be very responsible and say, I do not want anyone running home and throwing away their statin medications. That's not what my information is here for. It is to make you aware and start thinking and realizing that, you know, you might find it hard some days to actually make these better lifestyle decisions. But what I'm trying to teach you here, or whether we're coaching together, whatever it may be, is you have to start putting all of these things in perspective and get a greater understanding of what really gets affected in your health by taking all these medications. Now, I know some of you out there are all about chemistry, 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 chemistry. Take the meds, they're going to help you. And that's fine. But for those of you who are tired of it, this should open up a door for you to say, oh my gosh, here's another kick in the pants for me to take control of my health. And I can do most of that through lifestyle changes. Now, maybe some of you are going to be able to get rid of all your meds. Some of you might get down to the lowest doses, but that's probably far better than where you might be today or where you might be headed. So with some of the studies that I started looking at, they are showing that statins are linked to insulin resistance. Now, if you've been with me long enough, you know that insulin resistance is part of our problem in managing good glucose levels. Now, another study found that participants actually had a 37% higher overall rate of diabetes progression among statin users. And the reason is because we're taking too many meds. I'm going to put it that way. Anyway, it's too much. We have too much. But I want you to really think about this. What they're finding is that the greater the LDL cholesterol reduction, the greater the diabetes progression. One goes down, the other one goes up. But yes, we want our cholesterol to go down, but we don't want our diabetes, our glucose levels to go up. And aggressive therapy to reduce cholesterol and triglycerides might reduce the risk for your cardiovascular disease, but at the same time, we're worsening blood glucose control and increasing the risk for diabetes complications. Now, to be fair, more studies need to really be done because if someone has LDL, which is too low, say below 60, whether it's because you're taking a statin or there's other reasons, this can cause health issues. You know, I mentioned to you that my cholesterol was up to 800. Now, if you've read my book, The Virgin Diabetic, then you probably remember how high my triglycerides went. Oh, you know what? In fact, let's do something kind of fun. If you know what my cholesterol level was and my triglyceride level was, go ahead, sign up at reversemydiabetes.net. Get on my email list. You'll get articles and you'll be notified when I've got some great webinars and trainings coming up. But if you do that, and you're right, I will send you a free report. And I hope by now you know I'm always sharing information that you can use. Information that's going to help you move forward. So that might be kind of fun. Let's see how many people have the right information on my cholesterol and my triglyceride levels. If you get that right, I'm sending you a free report. You can go to reversemydiabetes.net to sign up and pop me an email and tell me what you think those numbers are. Okay, great. All right, well, let's get back down to some more information. Now, we typically have a conversation with our doctor about cholesterol levels that are too high. But if you're seeing low cholesterol levels being on the statin, then you might want to start another discussion with your doctor. Levels that are too low can be just as harmful. You know, as I mentioned earlier, cholesterol impacts cellular membranes, and it helps to regulate membrane fluidity. And also, it's that intracellular communication. Now, I know we're getting into science a little bit here, but just think about cell membranes. They need to be fluid. And there's a lot of communication that's going on in the body. So our system is up and running appropriately. We need some cholesterol for that in healthy levels. Healthy, not too low, not too high. Now, have you heard of steroid hormones? It's a group of hormones that come actually from cholesterol that regulate our physiologic processes. So these hormones and their receptors, they could include like estrogen, progesterone, and androgens. Now, these can be impacted by pushing your cholesterol too low. Cortisol levels can get impacted. Our sex hormones, vitamin D can be impacted. So much, we never ever talk about this. Now, another area that can be impacted is the health of our myelin sheaths. Now, these are sleeves of fatty tissue that actually protect your nerve cells, and they regulate nerve transmission. So yes, we need healthy cholesterol levels for this. Too low of levels could lead to nervous system dysfunction and poor hormonal synthesis, and yes, increase levels of stress to the cardiovascular system. So I believe having this type of information is important when working to improve and reverse your diabetes. So these are chats you need to start having with your doctor. Look, I know full well it's tough when you have chronic disease like diabetes. And yes, making lifestyle changes is necessary to limit and possibly even eliminate the plethora of drugs that you might be prescribed or on your way to being prescribed. Now, part of diabetes coaching is naturally lowering those lipids, including your triglyceride level. And I have wonderful ways that you can do that in a fairly short amount of time while we're working on your glucose levels. We do it all naturally. Diabetes is a metabolic issue, which means it's not just one thing that can be a problem or one thing that you need to improve. When we work on your diabetes, we're working on basically almost everything. So I ask people all the time, are you over-medicated? Most of the time, people are taking at least 3 diabetes medications, 1 or 2 statins, high blood pressure medications, and you'd be surprised at the answers I get. Now, let's remember, diabetes is not just a sugar problem. And I thank you for joining me today in Keep Taking Those Statins If You Want Type 2 Diabetes or to Have It Continue to Progress. I wish you the best of health. Thank you for joining me today. New episodes are released on the 1st and 3rd Wednesday each month. For more information or a free consultation, visit reversemydiabetes.net. Follow me on Instagram, The Virgin Diabetic, and on Facebook, Reverse My Diabetes. I wish you the best of health.